Are you jinxing your success or expressing gratitude? Are you jinxing your success by sharing about it? There is a curious phenomenon that sounds really counterintuitive. It also sounds counter to the teachings of teachers that teach how to become prosperous, etc. The phenomenon is as follows. You have a little bit of success. So quickly you tell everyone about it. You write home about it. You celebrate. Then you watch as it dissipates, fizzles out, goes away. Flash in the pan. I have been observing it now for 37 years. The pull of sharing of a success, even if it is just a step in the right direction, is irresistible. I have learned that it is a death sentence, and yet I still make the same mistake, and it stops the flow, every time, no fail. In this article I intend to trigger a flow of source energy, source clarification why this is happening, so I can understand and stop bringing this on myself, and that I can teach you how to avoid it as well. By the way, if you ever wondered why I write so many articles, you got your answer just now. I activate the guidance energy this way, instead of just sitting in my bed and waiting for guidance. And just so you know, the tangerine spot is active as I am writing this. So I can receive the guidance. One of my favorite stories from the Bible is the story of the Israelites reaching the Red Sea on their escape from Egypt. This is not a typo. I meant to type Red Sea. Watch the documentary if you can, the Exodus Decoded. So there they are, the Israelites, on the shore of this body of water, and they can hear the Pharaoh's army getting closer and closer. There is no time to go around the water, they need help. So they pray. And suddenly they hear a voice. Why are you praying? Jump. So one brave soul, named Nachshon, jumps into the water and starts wading towards the deep. The water is up to his neck, and then the water parts. The Israelites rush through onto the other side. The Pharaoh's army comes right on their heels. But the water's close again, swallowing the army, men, horses, carriages and all. The Israelites watch this from safety on the other side. What is the moral of this story? It is quite simple, but not practiced today. If you want source to do something for you, begin it. Get into it so it's up to your neck. Start swimming. Then the channels of light will open and you'll be able to finish what you started and get to the other side. Gouda said it this way. Whatever you can do, or dream you can do, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. This is exactly what I do, as you see, with my writing. I have a question, and I don't have an answer. I start writing about it, and the answers start to flow. Easy as pie. You should try it. Open your mouth and watch brilliance flow. If you carefully observe what just happened, you'll see that a big chunk of the answer to the question has already come with the story above. What was the big chunk, you ask? The chunk that answered the question, what activates the flow of light? And the answer was, facing the problem, and jumping right into it. Which is the answer to half of the question that I asked in the beginning. The question was, if I may remind you, why talking about successes seem to stop the flow of light? Why talking about successes seems to stop the flow of light? You see, when you look at your partial successes, talk about them, brag about them, celebrate them, takes you out of the water, takes you out of swimming. Now you are experiencing the glow of the thought, and are not in action anymore. It is as if the Israelites, upon arriving to the shores of the big water, turned around and appreciated and celebrated the distance they covered in one night, broke out the champagne and invited some guests to celebrate. I know it sounds ridiculous, because you know that unless they continue on they will be either killed or will be dragged back to slavery. How come you don't know that in your life? Because most of life is not a life or death issue. And because you look at what is happening with myopic eyes. Because you can't see the big picture. You can't see the consequences of your action. In time. I could say it is because you are a dork. But then we would be a species of dorks, which we probably are, but we call ourselves human. Lol. So maybe being human, the human condition is being a dork, myopic, not seeing the big picture, not seeing wider and deeper and higher than our nose. I am laughing with you, I am included in this dorkish behavior. So let's see where this myopic view comes in. Let us use something outlandish, so it is easier to see. Let's say you have a serious issue with your spouse, they have had enough of you, enough of the marriage, and they consider leaving. So far it's not outlandish, it happens too often to be outlandish. Here is the outlandish part, you decide to go to the pub and have a drink to feel better. You have a drink, then another and another. Life seems to be getting brighter, you feel better, you are optimistic. It will work out, you decide, and go home. Now, if you look, did you do anything constructive to resolve the crisis? Did that action even take you closer to the other side of the body of water, and take you away from the Pharaoh's army? I think you can see that it took you away from the body of water and closer to the pursuing army. But you had a good time. For an hour or so, right before you got killed, or enslaved. Congratulations. Now let us see it with a less outlandish solution. My friend called me last night. He told me he invented for himself to be passionate. Why passionate? I asked. I am not fond of passionate, but that is my problem, not his. What issue are you dealing with that in your desperation you turn to a weapon like being passionate? I asked. Note, by the way, faking passion is not passion. When it's a woman that does it, we call them fakers. And only a stupid man, and only a few moments, eats that happy horse poop, and the woman is not happier for it, unless she charges for her passion. But then she would have a different name. Slash note. The issue, he said, is that I am blah at work. I'm just going through the motions. I am going full out in bed. I am also excited when I get to my seminar. But everywhere else, I am blah, I am just getting by. Oh, I see what's going on. There are areas in his life where only going full out will be enough. With his new lover. In a seminar where one is either a go-getter or they feel out of place. At these places he is on the hook. Meaning, there are consequences if he isn't on. There are consequences if he doesn't give his best. But everywhere else he can coast, he can get by, and be a walking dead. So I suggested that he takes on putting himself on the hook. Inventing that the only way to be in that part of life, at work, while driving, any place, is to be on. To be perky, to be 100% or there will be consequences. That is what I call being on the hook, by the way. Being on the hook is a wonderful way of being. It is when every moment counts, your actions count, your life counts. Living any other way is not worth living, though most people live that way all of the time. There is no quickening, the principle of power doesn't need to be awakened so you can get by. You see, there is a way to live where the circumstance will set the stakes in the game. And there is a way to live where you set the stakes in the game. I suggested my friend that he sets the stakes in the game of his life, and he sets them high. This morning he called to tell me that he gave a ride to someone who didn't look like someone he should give a ride to. But he did it anyway. He was very proud of himself. And he expected me to celebrate his success, after all that sounded very alive to him. Did he get himself in the water? No. Did he go in the direction of the other side of the water? No. But he did stop to celebrate. And this is what you do. This is what we dorky humans do. When you are truly engaged and have thrown yourself into the water, you don't stop in the middle to celebrate, you swim. You swim. And you see it to the end. When you only pretended to do something. You only prayed. When you only thought about it. Then you have all these successes to share with people. So, surprise, the original question was wrong. This is what you get when you mix with higher authority, lol. You find out that even your questions are wrong. Lol. The correct question is, when someone is up to something and right from the start he seems to have great results to share. How come that the big results don't come? And the answer is, having the small successes is a dead giveaway that the person didn't jump into the water, didn't put themselves on the hook, and the small successes are a smokescreen. A racket to be right, to look good, to win, to dominate, a smokescreen. A pretense. Now, stop pretending, stop praying, stop bragging, and, if you want what you claim you want, jump. That is the only way to get what you want. P.S. Here is another example of this flash in the pan, jinxing your success phenomenon. Where you want something, you have a little bit of success, you share it with people, and all the success disappears. I have done a landmark education evening seminar, called Money, From Concern to Freedom 3 times. Every session there was a homework. So at the beginning of each session people are asked to share. So some of the participants stood up to share all the unexpected money that came to their life in the previous week. Reminds me of the magical testimonials of the Law of Attraction sites. Ugh. When you tallied up where people started, and where they were at session 10, the numbers didn't lie. People didn't make more money, didn't save more money, didn't invest more money. Nothing changed. All those success stories shared, but no lasting results. In my Money Roots workshop, Ongoing Until We Are Done, we look at the underlying causes that you don't make enough money, that you are not saving any of it, that you spend more than you make, that maybe you give it away to buy love, belonging, or being considered special. Or maybe to dominate? It may be the best workshop I have ever created. Get to the root of your life. P.S. This jinxing has a version that is worth mentioning. Your success, or what you consider success, depends on what you are concerned with. Some of my students are only concerned with how they feel. Nothing beyond that. So they share that they feel better as a success. But life doesn't care. In life, unless you are a producer, you are not going to feel better than occasionally. Because your self-concern occupies your entire cone of vision. It is all about you. So unless you set up to achieve something in life, all your shares will just keep you in the puddle. Where how you feel is the most important thing. You can't succeed and you can't fail. You cannot even drown in your puddle.